Just a few notes before we begin the prayers of God's people. I'll have you rise for that just in a few moments, just before these items to share. The first is that one name on the list I wanted to give an update on our prayer list. That is Merle Woods. We heard that he was very sick last week. We found out, I think it was on Monday, that Merle passed away. So we're going to uplift the family of Merle Woods. That's a friend of the Abernathys this morning in our prayers. At the conclusion of the prayers of the church, too, I want to note that we'll be doing a special Lord's Prayer, an echo version with Pastor Norm leading us on the piano. It's echo, fairly easy to follow. Please rise for the prayers of the church. Let us pray together in Christ Jesus for all people according to their needs. God of love, living on our own terms, our lives have become unmanageable. Grant that by your word and spirit we continually be transformed, trusting in Jesus who was transfigured in the sight of Peter, James, and John. Lord, in your mercy. God of love, the people, systems, and institutions of this world are crying out under the weight of feeling unloved. Jesus has come that all people may come to know and believe how much you love all of us, from the least to the greatest. Grant that our elected and appointed officials be persuaded by your love to govern wisely, that all people on earth dwell in peace. Lord, in your mercy. God of love, your people are torn to pieces by many dangers, toils, and snares. Our attentions are divided, and our words and actions are motivated by the cares, griefs, and pains of our lives. We cause one another much pain, and so get in the way of your love for all people in Christ Jesus, flowing through us to all people in our communities and societies. Grant that we turn to you, embracing our identity as vessels of your mercy in a way that overflows to the people around us. Lord, in your mercy. God of love, there are many who are weak and sick among us in our circles of family and friends. Remember for good all people who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit. Lord, especially today, those that are homebound, not able to be with us. Fran, Dixie, Jenny, Dawn, Peggy, Gary, Terry, and Ida Faye. Also for those who are mourning the loss of loved ones. For the Meyer family, especially for Joyce and Ruth, as they gather with family today even, to celebrate and share memories of Paul. Also for the Hines and Greg family, mourning the loss of Arlene, that your peace would comfort them in the days ahead. Lord, also for the Woods family, mourning Merle's recent passing this week, that they too would hear the good news of the resurrection and the difference that makes and the hope that we have and that we live in. Also for those names that we mentioned today, Kai, Bev, Haley, Forrest, Kylie, Sandy, Cassidy, Dylan, Roman, Svenja, Gladys, Kenzie, Addie, Anita, Gary, Andrew, Kayla, Tom, Chuck, Holly, Ann, Linda, Cheryl, Julie, Rich, Art, Kathy, Susan, Dee, Sue Ellen, Ashley, Elsa, and Lou. Lord, also this day we pray that as we enter into this significant journey, we will undertake the red letter challenge, that through this journey we would constantly be affirmed of who Jesus is, that he is your beloved Son, and that we are to listen to him. May we take these challenges to heart. Lord, also as we enter into this journey, we pray that we would have eyes that are open, ears that are open to those hurts and needs in our community. Lord, give us willing hands and hearts to help those who are hurting, who need to hear about the change that Jesus offers, that he has the power himself to change our greatest sorrows in death to the greatest light that shines, that is given in the gift of eternal light. Bless our congregation, Lord, and renew us in Jesus through this season. Lord, also we thank you for the extended partnerships that we have at this church, and especially today for our connection with Camp Lutherwood. We thank you for Charlotte and Andrea and being with us, and pray that you would deepen that partnership today, that there would be those in our congregation that would consider maybe a grandchild, or maybe someone they know in their neighborhood, that they would encourage them to go to camp, to hear about the special place that camp is, where we can hear about God and learn more about your love. Lord, we finally pray that you would grant all these concerns and grant each person inward and outward healing according to your will. Help them to trust your goodness in all things. Lord, in your mercy. It is into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.